The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
Welcome, Holocult, back to another wonderful beginning of the work week. Hope this kicks off everybody's Monday in the best way possible to just kind of get you motivated to make it through. Today, Kyle has dove into a very interesting topic that we had talked about before, but we put on the shelf, but now we're coming back around to get into the meat of it. But before we do that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Reddit, Discord. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come and hang out with us. Be part of the community. Join the cult. Spread the word. You know the deal. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share with us for a future episode, Kyle's got your info.
You can call or text the holophone, which is going to be 1-618-556-0837. You can write your story out or record it with any type of device, as long as you can get that file in an email and shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. We will do our best and get it on the show.
If you'd like to support the show, there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. We have a Patreon that you can check out. Look at the tiers over there. We got a lot of good stuff going on. A bunch of extra content, ad-free episodes, all sorts of goodies over there. So do yourself a favor and look into that. We have our store up and running. You can go and get some holo swag over there. We have a Venmo if you'd like to throw some pocket change in our monster fund. We appreciate you. Best thing you can do, though, is spread the word of mouth, spread us on social media. Help get the show out there. The more ears we fall on, the bigger of a community we can build, and the better we can make this for everybody. So please do that. Another thing you can do is go to wherever you listen to your podcast and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And when I find them, I will gladly shout you out. Today's 5-star rating and review come to us from our friend Skillabeard.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Says 5-star awesomeness to the extreme. I finally got through your backlog, even caught a couple of your live shows. Love what you do and how you do it. Thank you for the greatness that you put out in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Beard. We appreciate you just as much as you appreciate us. It's always good to hear kind words and know that the work we put in is falling on the right people. From there, we are going to move into our listener experience of the day. This comes to us from our friend Clayton. It says, why I won't mess with a Ouija board at home. Clayton says, hey, Stephen, Kyle, as you can tell with the subject line, this is about a Ouija board and an incident I had with it at home. It may not be as frightening as some other incidents out there, but it's still frightening to me nonetheless. About a year or so ago, I ended up getting a Ouija board. While the thought of having a board intrigued me, I never thought something real would come about using it. Well, let's just say I wanted it for the giggles. I've never really learned the true etiquette of the board. I've watched some YouTube channels that have used one, and they started the planchette by rotating it counterclockwise. Please note this for what some may say is a coincidence later. For the longest, whenever I had brought it out, I've done it by myself because my wife wanted nothing to do with it and nothing came about it. I've also had an app on my phone called Spirit Talker, which is supposed to be like an ovulus. I've had some intelligent responses in the past, so I try to use it every now and then. Well, my wife finally decided that she'll do the board with me. I got the board set up and a few candles and fired up the Spirit Talker app. Nothing popped up on the app yet, and when we started the process of the board, as soon as we started moving the planchette, the phrase, "You're doing it wrong," pops up on the app. Coincidence? I've asked a few questions and nothing on either until I ask, "Do you have ill intentions?" Then the planchette moves to yes. My wife swore it was me moving it, and I thought the same for her. After we both realized we weren't effing with each other, she wanted to end it right there. So I called out that you do not have permission to cause any harm to ourselves or our property, and went to goodbye. Well, I put everything away and went to bed. That night was pretty uneventful until about 8:25 that morning. I felt a hand grab my right foot and give it one good up and down shake. I quickly opened my eyes in the direction of my feet to see what my wife wanted, only to realize that no one was at my feet and my wife was still curled up asleep by the wall. I'd never been touched again or since then at home, but recently my wife said she had the same thing happen to her foot while she was asleep. I've had a few other paranormal incidents happen before, but nothing here at this place that I may share later on. I guess let me know your all thoughts on it, share it, do whatever. Have a good one from Kentucky, Clayton. Well, I'm going to say probably not a coincidence.
Probably not.
That.
Especially if you really haven't had many experiences prior to this.
Yeah. And I mean, I think those things are all about your intentions. You know, it's one thing to go into it thinking it's a game, but it's another thing going into it wanting to make contact, which, I mean, I'm assuming that's what it was for since you had the spirit box up as well. The ovulus thing, Spirit Talker. I don't know. Ouija boards are weird, man.
Yeah, I'd say you fucked around and found out. Personally, definitely gross that it had ill intentions. Not fun at all. I would be rebuking the shit out of that thing and getting whatever's in my house out.
Like I say every time with stuff like that, your curiosity always wants you to open windows to other realms so you can look through. But sometimes those windows are doors and things aren't just looking back. Sometimes they're looking to get back into our realm and wreak havoc. So
it's something to always be mindful of.
Yeah. I would just say just tread lightly with that shit, man. I don't know. Like I'm not all, I don't know. I've got fucking Ouija boards hanging on the wall here in the recording room and nothing too out of the ordinary has happened since they've been up, but you keep hearing stories of this and it just, it's almost like they've become their own tulpa. So many people have put so much validity and intention into the planchettes and the Ouija boards that they almost are their own creation at this point.
It probably has something to do with its connective power, really.
Yeah, maybe not a tulpa.
It's almost like just willing it into existence.
Yeah, exactly. Tulpa may have been, tulpa's not the right term that I was going for there. Egregore is probably the right term. But it's, there's something to be said for it, man. A lot of people believe in it. And a lot of people believe that you can make contact through it. So
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, just tread lightly.
Yes. Very.
But I do.
They're not exactly transparent most of the time whenever you're communicating. So
no, I do appreciate you writing in, and I'm curious to hear about your other paranormal incidents just to kind of see if you can make a connection that this wasn't something that had been following you around prior to the Ouija board, or if the Ouija board is separate from these other incidents. I'm just curious on that. So definitely write us back in, Clayton, and stay safe and stay weird out there, my friend. From there, we're to get into the meat. Kyle's about to take us down that conspiracy rabbit hole.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a while, man. I think, and this episode is probably gonna be a lot of free talk. I've highlighted the main points of it. I wasn't gonna read through the entirety. I did end up reading through most of it and kind of summarizing it for everybody. It's weird. I think it'll give us a lot of talking points. But this is on Agenda 2030, as I'm sure you've seen by the title. But you can go to the United Nations website and read the entire agenda. It's all out there in the open for everyone to see and ultimately to decipher. I'll admit, you know, by first glance at reading through all of this, it sounds awesome. Like, at the end of the day, it sounds awesome. You know, it talks about world peace, ending all suffering, including world hunger and poverty. There's a lot of inclusion writing. There's a lot of... It focuses on women and girls a lot. And apparently, its debut was in a meeting in New York on September 25th through the 27th of 2015. This is when they decided they would start aiming for a better world. In paragraph 3 of the introduction, it's got some rather interesting things to say. Obviously, like I stated before, they went on about ending hunger, poverty, but they also want to combat inequalities within and among countries, to build peaceful and inclusive societies, to protect human rights and promote gender equality and the empowerment of women and girls. They also focus on what they call, quote unquote, decent work for all. Which, once again, like I said, as you read that, that sounds amazing, right? I mean, you can't argue any of those facts. And I agree that all of it should be done. It should already be a thing. It should have never not been a thing. But in that same statement, I also have discrepancies, so to speak, which, you know, I'll elaborate, obviously. And I kind of attribute, and I'm sure everybody listening, Steve, can kind of attest to this. But it's kind of like when you've been working at your job forever. And, you know, like me and Steve, we work in these very detail-oriented worlds where if we were to slip up, it costs us dearly. So there's rules and regulations and all this stuff put in play for a reason. And I pick me and Steve's profession because it's what we know. It's what we've done. So it really applies to everything. But what I'm getting at is that regardless, if your CEO or your upper management, even if they've done the same job that you've done, they've started at the bottom, they've worked their way up, they, over time, develop a disconnect between what they used to be or what you are versus where they are. So because of that disconnect, their views and outlooks on safety or production or all of it is vastly different than what you and me would view those situations as. And it happens every single day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it happens where you'll get some new rule put into play and you're like, what the fuck? Like, why are we doing it this way? This doesn't make any sense at all. Well, the big heads at the top want it to be this way. So that's how we're going to have to do it. Well, do you realize that this isn't going to make us any more efficient? This is actually going to slow us down. Yeah, well, it's in play. You know, we got to do it this way. And then sometimes they'll go, hey, we need you to take these extra steps to be more safe. We want everybody to go home safely. Everybody. And then when you start doing it that way, well, that takes too much time. So then they start saying, hey, you need to skip time. That shit. Get past that stuff. Well, this is a part. No, fuck that. You're going to do it. But when they want it to be, when they have an issue with you and they see you skipping those steps, they're going to go, ah. There's your write-up, Steve. I got you. So it's always this smoke and mirror shit, you know? But anyways, like I said, a lot of the wording in here, it sounds good. And in my opinion, it's obviously intentional. And a lot of it, like as I was reading through it, it does kind of hit a chord with you because it is kind of how I view the world, where everyone is equal. The only thing that separates you from the next person is your character. You know, we've talked about this on the show plenty of times. Any other aspect other than like character and how you act and what have you, it's irrelevant to the overall grand conversation. Those are the things that make you special, is what I'm getting at. But, you know, the question that I would have for all of this is, what does it look like in the end? What does it look like to end world hunger? Like, what is that end result? Right? You know, is ending world hunger the equivalent to standing in lines for bread and water? Because that's not very cool either, right?
Cannibalism.
Yeah. Is ending world hunger cannibalism?
Take half the few people and feed them to the other people, right? The other half, and you don't have any hungry people.
Well, there you go.
Solved it.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing they could check off. Is equality stripping away what's special about everyone? In the example of, hey Steve, I see that you're pretty good at playing guitar. Like, that's awesome, man. But guess what? It doesn't fucking matter. You need to get over to the assembly line and do your job. Right? It doesn't, the equality is, well, you're all the same person on the assembly line. Is that what that means? Or does it look completely different? I mean, everything, in my opinion, is open to interpretation, and it's subjective. The other one that I fucking love, and I could go on for hours about this shit, because it is a fucking, it's basically a passion of mine, but they use that phrase, decent work for all. Please tell me what decent work looks like. I am really, really curious about that.
My lungs can tell you what decent work doesn't look like.
Right. You know, is decent work working in a warehouse for $12 an hour on evenings in a world that barely sustains a $25 an hour job? Is that what decent work looks like? Because I know for a fact that's what they like to brag about a lot. We've created all these fucking jobs, man. There's so many out there.
Yeah.
Well, how much does that job pay? There's so $12 an hour, Kyle.
So many jobs created, you have to have three to be able to survive.
Yeah, exactly. See, and that's my point. Like, and that's the overall, in my opinion, to a lot of this shit, that's the overall to the whole thing. Well, what's this all look like? Because I'm telling you right now, my outlook on life is infinitely different than Bill Gates' outlook on life.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody has a chance to read through this, go to the UN and read this, because I could sit here and read this all to you, and it paints this weird utopian society of like something from a movie, like some fucking Wizard of Oz shit, man. It is so weird. Like, in these goals and targets, we are setting out a supremely ambitious and transformational vision. We envisage a world free of poverty, hunger, disease, and want, where all life can thrive. We envision a world free of fear and violence, a world of universal literacy, a world with equitable and universal access to quality education at all levels, to healthcare and social protection, where physical, mental, and social well-being are assured. How?
Like, how's it even what? Feasible?
We envisage, I'm probably saying that wrong, but whatever, a world free of want.
It's weird, bro.
Dude, some of the wording in here is so fucking weird.
That's the other thing that I was going to bring up is that, like, it's almost like legal terms, because they'll write things like about ending hunger or the education part, and it sounds great, right? Just like the Patriot Act sounded great in fleshing out terrorists. Right? Like, oh, it's going to be great. You know, we're going to be able to do this and we're going to be able to do that. And it's just going to be great. And then what ends up happening? Whether they find loopholes or it was designed for a completely different fucking thing. But we get caught up in the obvious translation. And it sucks because a lot of people like me like to give the benefit of the doubt. We like to hope for a better world to live in. But in the end, I don't know that. Also, if you really want to get down to the bottom of it, I also find it very narcissistic that a rather small group of people has the wherewithal to all come together in a meeting and go, let's make the world in our vision. We are all individually smart enough and within our right and our power to tell the rest of the world how they need to live. That blows my fucking mind.
If you read this, it's written like we are a completely different species from the people writing this.
It's weird.
A world where human habitats are safe, resilient, and sustainable, and where there is universal access to affordable, reliable, and sustainable energy. A world where human habitats are... What? Why in the fuck does that need to be stated like that?
Because we are. We are different. We are...
What other habitats are you fucking talking about?
Don't ask me.
AI habitats?
Probably.
Alien habitats?
Probably.
What?
This is another good one. Paragraph 28. Making changes to the way our societies produce and consume goods and services. To me, that sounds like we are going to fucking tell you how much you can have and how much to make, which is not okay. You know, and as I move forward reading all this, for everything that it has to offer, like I said, I'm sure, and I'll probably say it again and again, it all sounds fantastic. I couldn't imagine a world where everyone is just good. We're all just happy and taken care of. But, man, let's be honest, and especially if this shit was done in 2015, look at how far away from that we are. Right? And then if you, I'll be 100% honest, if you read through some of this shit, you can almost see some of it unfolding in today's society, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, our society in today's world is not very cool. It's not very cool. They talk about how each area is obviously responsible for their economy and whatnot, but they also insinuate how everyone, especially from the upper echelons, I suppose. So you're gonna be talking about places like America, Europe, a lot of these bigger, well-established countries pitching in to help the more poverty-stricken areas, which once again sounds awesome, right? But I know for a fact, I've watched documentaries on this shit where there are indigenous tribes that live out in the middle of fucking nowhere. They have no electricity, no running water, nothing. And they're some of the happiest people on the fucking planet. And they've even been asked through translators, you know, well, don't you want like everything that America has to offer? And they're like, why would we want all of that? Like we have it so good here. Life is, we don't have all the boxes to check and the things to do that you guys have. We're just kind of out here doing our own thing.
Just surviving.
Yeah. Like, and they all have smiles on their face. They're all just kind of living it up. And a lot of us would look at that like that's a shitty way of living. But I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And to get back to the point of the larger systems helping out the smaller systems, let's be honest, man. That's not how people operate. That's not how people operate. People don't do that stuff, because you're gonna have this big, all these different countries working together, and they're helping out these smaller countries. But if that dynamic shifts within that business model, if one country's forever giving more than this country over here, you know what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah. Dude,
That's I mean, you could reduce that example down to fucking M&Ms.
Yeah, you've.
Well, if Steve's got 10 M&Ms and I've got 7, what the fuck?
Our government is a prime example. You got state legislatures voting against free lunch for poor kids in elementary school, but in the same breath, voting to increase their lunch wages that they get being a state legislature.
Oh, that, yeah, that sounds about right.
Legislator.
So it's literally them saying, hey, we need more, so we're just going to take from you.
Yeah, the poor kids don't need to eat.
Right.
But we need to be able, we need to increase exactly. Our meal stipends to
exactly.
$450 a day.
Exactly. And that's what I mean when I say that. What does all of this look like? Because of class differences, because of wage differences, because of all of this, we all view what's good completely different than the next person. Because I guarantee you could come up with a list of questions about what you should do with the economy, what you should do about food production. And you could ask me and Steve the exact same questions, and I guarantee we would have different answers. Without question, we would have different answers. Everybody views the world completely different. But to kind of highlight, because it seems like it's interesting, because all the paragraphs on there are numbered. And then it gets to a point where it goes to the individual goals of the agenda. And I think there's 17 different goals. I summarize them to the best of my ability. But let's just kind of get into this dumpster fire here. Goal one, end poverty in all its forms everywhere. Which is, you know, by the title alone, it's pretty self-explanatory. Helping poor people across the planet to have basic services, which I would agree with. They also put something inside here about having control over land and other forms of property, including inheritance, which at this point in our lives, I know is a crock of shit, because at least here in America, you don't actually ever own your property. You do, but only to a degree. So like if you don't pay your property tax, and that's all you owe on your property, just property tax, but you don't pay that, they'll come seize your property. Or if they decide they want to build a highway through your property, they can kind of supersede you and make you sell your property so they can build that highway. Right? And I also know that the inheritance thing is dog shit, because what they would want to do, at least last I heard, what they tried doing is that if say Steve's mom left him, Steve's mom bought her property back in 1950. It's paid off now. And she's like, well, I'm going to leave it to you, Steve. Well, what they end up doing is they end up calculating the tax difference in what it would cost now versus then. And they want you, who you had just inherited that, to pay the difference.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So that.
Because greed. That's why.
That's exactly why. That's exactly because they know it's paid off. And it's just going to transfer hands. Well, that doesn't make them any money. So they got to make money. Goal two. End hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Also, with a lot of these titles, it's the intent is rather explanatory.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, but then you go in. I'll go ahead and tell you that in each of these goals, it has sentences that break off and it'd be like, you know, 2.1, 2.2, et cetera, et cetera. But a couple things. It more or less, in my opinion, suggests to modifying food to become more resilient to global warming, extreme weather, drought, flooding. Also finding ways to improve land and soil quality. But at the end of the day, you're talking about modifying our food, which we already do. And a lot of people now at this point know that it's not always the best for you. And they're talking about what, lab grown meat now, all types of crazy shit.
Give me some of that food that can survive a volcano eruption.
Yeah.
Can I get some of them asteroid impact resistant veggies?
Right.
That'd be solid.
You know that's good going down. It's got to have shitloads of nutrients and chemicals for your body just to soak all up. Goal three, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. This goal seems to be about saving lives, preventing all forms of death. Like it went on a couple times about children deaths, especially in children under 5. It also talks about helping with drug issues, even like your everyday traffic deaths. Right?
So I just read that. It's weird.
But what is it? Yeah. What does that suggest? That suggests that they are going to want to try to control everyday driving, right? Because you're not going to, there's not many other ways to implement.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fatalities while driving. I mean, us outside of taking it away. And I don't remember if it was this one in goal three or if it was some other ones. But they begin to elaborate more and more on public transit.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. It's going to be like interstate public transit.
Which would also lead credence to the theory that they're wanting to push people towards cities. to incent, like forcefully move us to cities and condense people. Because that, I mean, obviously, if everybody's in one spot, way easier to control, you know, so on and so forth. They also, in goal three, the ensuring lives and well-being, they want to find cures for all types of illnesses such as AIDS, malaria, hepatitis, and others. Didn't hear anything about cancer, which is kind of a big one, guys.
It's a big moneymaker.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was thinking, especially when you put it up against AIDS or malaria or hepatitis. I feel like the payment plan for cancer is probably it's that top tier, right?
Oh, yeah. We're worth way much more when we're sick.
Yeah. It also talks about universal health care and, of all things, control on tobacco, which I do realize can lead to cancer, but so can't just about everything else out there. It's very weird that that's something that they really wanted to focus on and bring it up.
They touch on alcohol, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
I must have overlooked that one.
It's
I kind of skimmed it.
Literally everything.
Yeah, it's really, but
I mean, of course they're going to ensure healthy lives because they're going to regulate
everything.
Everything.
Goal four.
Everything.
Ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. This one is all about supplying learning opportunities for everyone, although it does make mention of promoting a global citizenship, which sounds a little sus to me. Once again, when it comes to education, in my opinion, is in the eyes of the beholder, in my opinion. Like, there are definitely essential things that one should learn through life, right? But I get to a point where what we learned in school is kind of fucking irrelevant to everyday life. And in my opinion, I would have liked to have known more about other fields than what we were taught. And like you're openly talking about mass learning the world under possibly a quote unquote global citizenship, which would mean that, by my interpretation, not anybody else's, could mean you have a global, I don't know what you'd call that, like kind of like how we have the K-12, like it's just your learning curriculum. Yeah. It's all the same across the board. And I just feel like they want to take away what we would like to teach the kids. You know, it just comes down to control again.
The verbiage in this thing just makes my head spin.
Dude, it's weird. It's weird. And I agree, like, education is fucking key to life. Knowledge is power, but the things I seek knowledge in are far different than what Steve would seek knowledge in, or you, or whomever. Like, it's just, knowledge is, once again, I use the word a lot, subjective. It's all about kind of you as an individual.
Global citizenship, that's so,
it's a fucking sussy ass word, man. I don't like that at all. And it's weird. Like, the whole context of it is weird. It's in an education clause, yeah, so to speak. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just really weird, man.
It hurts my brain.
Goal five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Once again, I mean, this one is pretty self-explanatory. The focus and making the world a safer and more fair place for women across the planet, which is obviously always a great thing. They make a note of human trafficking as well, which is ultra fucking important. The fact that you should definitely put an end to that shit. But in light of recent events, you know, the Epstein shit, and we all know that the trafficking issue is still alive and well. It's still doing its thing. And it doesn't need to be. Do you see any like bizarre wording in there that I didn't catch?
Not really.
It's I don't know. It's weird, man.
They keep referring to all these like acts and programs of action and all this stuff that I'm not familiar with that I feel like I need to look up before. I don't know. This whole like I don't know.
It's weird, man. Goal 6, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all.
I bet they do love managing the water for right. all of us.
The number one A thing we need for survival.
You can't collect rainwater, but they sure as fuck can manage it.
Right? Right? And that is one that will always and forever fucking blow my mind. The fact that you cannot, it is illegal to collect rainwater. It is a written law. You cannot collect rainwater. That blows my mind.
Can't make money off of it if we can get it on our own.
That's right. That's right.
Because greed, that's why.
Weird. It's funny how that kind of keeps coming into play here. Goal 7. Ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Well, there's like probably the second most important thing right now as far as survival goes.
Then release element 115. God damn it.
Right. Right. And then, you know, oddly enough, I know maybe it doesn't quite play into this, but I mean, Steve, could you remind me again, like, what happened to those guys that made like engines that ran on water and stuff?
You know, that one may or may not have been poisoned.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that guy.
You know,
it's funny how that works, right?
Yeah, the dude met right? with like what did he mean? A couple like Swiss engineers that wanted to buy his whole schematics, and he died right there at the dinner.
Oh, you know the. Now that you say that, that's probably why they didn't put cancer in here.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know there's been like a couple people who they said they cured cancer, but.
No.
No.
I mean, they did.
Right, right, right.
There's no money in a cured disease.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Because
cure the ones that really aren't making money anymore.
It's the big bads that people are afraid of and have every right to be afraid of.
Yeah.
If you come down with a bad cancer, you're throwing every last dime you have to try to prevent your death. If God forbid one of your children get it, you are throwing every last dime you have
without question
to try to prevent death. Same way with your parents, same way with your grandparents. You are gonna fight and you are gonna pay and you are gonna try to get as many days out of that life as you can.
Yep.
And they know this. That's why chemotherapy costs
and they exploit
so
it.
Much fucking money.
Well, that's why the healthcare system's not transparent either.
No.
That's why it's a fucking scam. You know, I think I brought it up before, but my mom went to the hospital once for a couple of days. Her ending bill was $25,000, right? Well, she sent it off to the insurance company, and the insurance company is like, yeah. We're not even going to get close to this amount. Watch this. They ended up, the insurance company haggled with the hospital and got my mom's bill down to like $2,500. And I told my mom, I said,
Who fucking makes the, like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's insane. I'm like, imagine if you wouldn't have had insurance, mom. You would have been stuck with a $25,000 bill. When in all reality, at the end of the day, they would have took $2,500.
And what are you gonna do if I don't pay it? You're gonna unhelp me?
Yeah, you're gonna unfix me.
Yeah.
It'll be like that Repo Man movie that came out with Forrest Whitaker not, you know, a while back, where people buy lungs, buy a heart, and if you don't make your payment, these guys come and take it back. Take it back.
It's such a joke. Such a fucking scam.
It is. Goal 8, promote sustained, inclusive, and sustainable and economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all.
Oh, yeah,
please. Once again, the yucky decent work. I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. Because you know, you all know. You know what they mean. They mean they're just going to give you shithole jobs that just lead nowhere. They're all dead-end bullshit jobs that pay minimum wage, the bare minimum, if you're lucky. And you can't, like Steve said, you need three of them to survive.
Yeah, that's...
And that's no lie.
It's just how it is. Everything goes up except wages.
Yeah. It's crazy. Goal 9, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. I had to laugh out loud at a part of this because it says significantly increase access to information and communications tech and strive to provide universal and affordable access to the internet.
Neat.
Yeah, right. Neat. Significantly increase access to information. Okay. That's a joke.
No, just the information they want you to have.
That's exactly.
Not true information.
Exactly.
Not real information.
Exactly.
Just what they want you to know.
Yes. Yeah, that's all it is, man. It's all it is. Like, it's at certain points in reading this, it's almost it's literally comical.
It's like an AI wrote this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not like an actual human being wrote this. Because it's probably a fucking reptilian.
That's a great way of putting that. Because like with goal 10 here, reduce inequality within and among countries. And I was thinking about this today in regard, because you read through this shit, there's a lot of verbiage when it comes to inequality and all this shit. And I don't know, it could just be me and my view on the world and people, but don't you kind of feel like boxes, and we all know what boxes I'm referring to, but boxes of individualism, don't you kind of feel like that does a disservice to you as a human to sit here and be like, I'm 5 foot tall, I'm purple, I'm this? Because does that shit legitimately define you as a person? You know what I'm trying to say here? Like, I just feel like all these fucking boxes do a mass disservice to you as a person.
I mean, I feel like if you're purple, that probably defines quite a bit of what you got going on in your life.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Like, and I've said it a million times on here, I don't like boxes. I hate subscribing to things because I just feel like the important part of an individual is their character.
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure where I was going to go with that.
And maybe I'm missing the fucking point, you know, because let's face it, there is real inequality out there. I'm not trying to make light of that at all. You know, everybody should be on that level playing field, everyone. Because I've said this before, I don't know if I've said it on the show, but I know I've said it to Steve, like, I am to my family the most important person on the face of the earth, right? But to Joe on the other side of the planet, I mean shit to him. But we're all that important to someone. You know, we're all the most important person to someone. And that matters. That matters. Nobody should have that taken away from them. But in the goal 10 here, you know, it goes on about improving wages and equal rights. also, which is comical, monitor global financial markets better. Also using implementation of regulations. Man, I don't know that that really applied to certain politicians in the past few years. Knowing exactly what laws are going to get passed and buying shitloads of stocks.
Don't worry about it.
Right. You're right. I shouldn't. That's just, it's, yeah, it's just silly.
Don't worry about it.
It's just silly. But I mean, let's face it, with regulations and taxes, you know what that's going to be? It's going to be creating a higher wall for guys like you and me to jump in on these things.
We don't get to jump in. That's right. We're all equal at the bottom. And they want to keep everybody equal at the bottom, except for this top 0.000001%.
See, I'm glad I'm not the only one that sees it that way, too.
They want to keep everybody, you little worker ants, stay down there where you belong. We'll throw you some crumbs. We'll give you semi-clean water.
I like that, semi-clean water.
We'll eradicate, we'll manage your semi-clean water.
Yeah.
We'll eradicate some of your diseases, but we don't want you getting too, like, high on the horse here.
Right.
Thinking you're invincible, thinking you're going to live a long life.
Yeah.
We'll kill off, you know, people you love with cancer, that you'll throw all of your little bit of money that you've made together here.
Yeah.
But we're going to stay up here.
Here's another fun verbiage. Goal 11. And correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm definitely right. Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable.
Bro. What other kind of fucking settlements would you have on planet Earth that is a non-human settlement?
Don't ask me, dog.
Why is that stated like that? Make cities and human set. What the fuck do you think a city is?
That's where I'm at.
A human settlement. You know what? Okay, UN. Tell us about these non-human settlements. Or is it AI? Is it alien? Is it interdimensional? Or are there...
What if it's a city full of turtles?
What if it's a city full of Bigfoots?
I'm down with that.
Sasquatch settlements.
There you go. That has a ring to it. But yeah, in this one, ensure access to safe and affordable housing, which we use a lie. Safe transport systems.
It just says upgrade slums. Upgrade slums, peasants. If you don't want to live in these I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to say here. I can't do this.
Expanding public transport. By 2020, increase cities adopting and implementing integrated policies and plans towards inclusion, resource efficiency, mitigation, and adaptation to climate change, resilience to disasters. Goal 12, ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns, which, I mean, that just sounds fucking wretched in itself. We are going to regulate what you consume and what is produced.
Mm-hmm.
That literally sounds like bread and water lines are the future.
They are setting up supply and demand.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we did see that with toilet paper.
Yeah.
Just throwing that shit out there. Goal 13, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts. Pretty fucking self-explanatory there. Goal 14, conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas, and marine resources for sustainable development. Basically gets at protecting our oceans and marine life, which further is going to put rules and regulations on things such as like overfishing, dumping hazardous waste into the oceans, trash, even though isn't like a giant trash island out there somewhere?
Yeah.
And there's the ocean is a fucking disaster.
Maybe we could harness Trash Island and make it the Hollow Cult impound.
Hell yeah.
Compound?
Compound's a little better wording there. Goal 15, protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems. Sustainably manage forests, combat desertification, and halt reverse land degradation and halt biodiversity loss.
I'm just going to look this up to make sure that I'm not
dumb.
Terrestrial, of, on, or relating to the earth.
Okay. I'm glad we've officially nailed that one down now. So we're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So, what other ecosystems are there that you felt the need to just single out Earth ecosystems?
Don't ask me, bro. It's a weird one.
Because, yeah. It's legitimately like something that doesn't know anything about humans wrote this about humans.
Well, when they have lizards doing stuff, I mean, what was goal 16? Apparently I skipped over that one.
I hate lizard people.
Well, same.
Reptilians. Goal 16, promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all, and build effective and accountable and inclusive institutions at all levels.
That's probably why I skipped that one, because that one's one of the biggest jokes of them all. Provide access to justice. Okay.
Yeah.
We know that's real.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's exactly why I skipped that one. No, I probably did accidentally skip it on. But still, I mean, come on. We know that's not true.
Significant. I can't even read.
Exactly.
Significantly reduce all forms of violence and related death rates everywhere. What's your plan?
Are you, bro, like there's literally only one way to do that.
Just eradicate humans.
Well, there is that.
Because humans are going to hurt one another.
Okay, or. Now, okay, there's two possible ways. Eradicate everybody. Or you put in a giant, like, military force. Strip every gun from everyone, every knife from everyone.
We are a violent species by nature.
Yeah.
I don't know what your plan is.
It all, like, the last one, goal 17, strengthen the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable development. Okay, now that we're past, because that's just stupid stuff. Now that we're past all that, it literally all comes down to control. Control and taxes is what it boils down to.
Because greed, that's why.
That's today's sell point. This episode's sell point, greed. But as I've said before, that's what a lot of conspiracy comes down to. A lot of day-to-day conspiracies come to greed. Greed is a massive backbone for making people conspire to do stupid things like this. And like I said, very narcissistic for a small group of people to sit around and try to determine what the fate of the entire fucking planet is. That blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Now, with that all being said, check this out. I found a little article about the Global Reset, I believe. Yes, the Great Reset. My bad. Great Reset. So you have good old Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum saying that there is three key components to this Great Reset. Creating conditions for a stakeholder economy, weird, building in a more resilient, equitable, and sustainable way, utilizing environmental, social, and governance metrics for harnessing the innovations of the fourth industrial revolution. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that sounds an awful lot like the wording in Agenda 2030.
What was that from?
Klaus Schwab, a chief officer with the World Economic Forum. And this is I guess this is in reference to what they would call the Great Reset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the world that they want after that.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was getting at with that.
It's exactly.
And yeah, they're using these tools to achieve.
Yeah, they that. Just and it's just it's all a form of control.
That's dude.
They want to keep all of us right where we are.
Yep. And like I said, that is literally was my one overall consensus of this, is that they want to control every facet of life. They want to control the consumption of goods, the production of said goods. They want to control your water supply, your electricity. Like, fuck. I heard a story, and you can fact check me if you want, because I'm not going to do it, but...
That's how we roll.
Yeah. I heard a story about, I don't know if it happened in your neck of the woods, anybody listening, but for a while, even around here, the power companies would offer discounts.
Charge me $550 for my electricity bill.
That is fair and efficient.
That okay? is true. It's fair and efficient. I'm glad that the government has made my life easier that way.
Yes.
Thank you.
The power companies would incentivize people for installing things like smart thermostats and shit. So the power companies
we've heard about that too.
Would kind of help pay for it, right? Well, apparently, check this out. Apparently, and I believe it was in Colorado, I could be wrong. Apparently a bunch of people did that. And then there was some type of power crisis, I believe.
So then they just shut off all their power.
They wouldn't allow people to lower their thermostats to a certain temperature.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't remember what it was, but let's just pretend they held it at 75. And everybody's like, but I want it at 70. And the power company's like, it doesn't matter. Like, I guess, and by taking that incentive, you had to sign some paperwork, right? And in the fine print,
so it fucked.
Gave them access to your thermostat.
You're fucked. Hope you like sweating.
So,
because here we go.
And that's that. That brings me to a point of, like, with this, the way these things are worded, they're worded in a way where we fall for the obvious translation of.
Yeah. If you take that, you take Agenda 2030 verbatim, what they say, it paints a utopian, perfect picture of a
fuck
society.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great.
Nobody goes hungry. There is no, they said eradicate violence.
I mean, that's some pretty specific usage of word. Bro, there.
It's like the fucking, what was the goddamn bad robot in RoboCop? Like, I know. Eradicate violence.
Yeah.
Like, he was, it's, I don't
know. It has Minority Report written all over it. You know, preventing crimes before they even happen. Well, Steve's probably got like a 80% probability of stabbing a guy in the next 3 weeks. Let's go ahead and put him down.
Yeah. Steve has 500 serial killer books over here on the fucking shelf next to Kyle.
This guy needs to get put away now or put down, whichever one. It doesn't matter. And then they send out the robo drone to just nuke your house. No.
Then I wouldn't have to pay my electricity bill.
That's true.
Checkmate, bitch.
But it's, I don't know. I'm very particular about words and how people use them. It's just
definitely written by an AI bot.
Yeah, it's a weird fucking quirk of mine. But you read this and one of the major conclusions I have, control. And I know all of you listening most likely have already reached that conclusion probably before this episode even come out. But I figured we would run through it because a lot of these things have transpired through the past years. You've seen a lot of this shit. So maybe subtly, maybe not so much. Maybe not, you know. And what I was the point, my last point here, but as what I said in what would be last week's episode, a lot of you could sit around and call us paranoid, call us looking into things too much. But like I said, it's always good to have the paranoid guys around because they'll help bring clarity.
Just because
the situation.
We're paranoid does not mean the government isn't after us.
No, that's facts. Big facts there. But like I said, it's always better to ask, Steve said it. Better to ask the questions than not.
That's what it boils down to. I hate that whole piece of literature.
It's weird, man. It's long as fuck, too. Like, the actual UN agenda.
Yeah. And
super long.
It's just read it. Go, just Google it. It'll take you right to the UN page, and it is fucking weird, man.
Yeah, and another thing, if you were to say that I'm paranoid, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. The government is for me something to be paranoid about.
Yeah, you have to be. Show us one time where they had our best interest at heart.
That would almost really, if you think about the verbiage in there, it does legitimately almost suggest a one world government.
Oh yeah.
Other way are all these countries going to come together and just
global citizenship?
Yeah. What other way would everybody come together and just be like, yeah, I'll pay for that guy. That's not how good business works.
No, that's how good
greed
and extreme leadership works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. I don't know. It's crazy that it's just there. Like, it's just like, hey,
they're not hiding it.
No, this is what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. We're going to eradicate.
This is what we're doing.
Eradicate violence.
Yeah. So anybody who causes violence, you are going to get put down. Oh, little 3-year-old, you threw a crayon at your neighbor. Well, guess what? Time to get put down. You're down. You're done.
Here comes giant RoboCop.
That fucking sucks.
But, yeah, go read it. It's weird. The verbiage is weird. The ideas are weird.
Yeah.
It was definitely written by the reptilians in our government. I'll die on that hill. So.
I'm with you.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We didn't mean to bring you down, but it really wasn't our fault.
No.
It was the powers that be.
Blame it on the UN.
Blame it on the UN. That stands for Ultimate Nerds.
Love it.
And until we hang out next time, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord. Come and hang out with the Holocult. And remember, kids, the next time somebody says the government wouldn't do that, oh, yes, they would.